Hi, everybody. We're here again. This is Friday night. And we're going to the different healings tonight, having a wonderful time. Going to do some emotional clearings and mental clearings. And we may even go to the food court if somebody out there has a birthday. So we'll just find out here. Never know. So here we go. Let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. And the day today is the 23rd of July. And we have our 8-hour conference call coming up on the 25th. And also one on the first of next month. So the next two consecutive Sundays we're doing our 8-hour special alien conference call to get rid of these critters from you. So here's an emotional clearing. Think of an incident that happened to you in the last few days. And I'll count to five to release that trauma from you. This is from your emotional body. That's invisible. Remember, when your emotional body leaves your physical body, and it even does it now when you're here, but when it does leave, then it's called a ghost. So you wonder why you have visitations from some people? It's because their emotional body is probably coming to you, and they can be still living. And here we go. I'm going to release that. That should cause some questions. And then I'll talk about the new movie, Inception, also. So you can bring that up later on, Sylvia, here. So here we go. Emotional clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do a mental clearing. Release mental trauma from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do a pain clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll also do a clearing here for trauma. 1, 2, 3, 4. Excuse me. Wow. Well, Sylvia, how you doing? Did that get you too with trauma from somebody? Wow.
Just a much mild, more mild than it hit you, that's for sure. But yeah, feels like somebody out there has had a traumatic time.
Yeah, maybe somebody's in deep doo-doo. So here we go, trauma clearing. So one, if you're looking around and it looks like it's you, you can let me know also. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So turn it back over to you, Sylvia. We can see if you have any questions on the fast chat here. I'm going to get some water.
Okay, great. Well, while you're getting water, I will say hello and welcome to everyone, and we're happy that you could join us this Friday night, July 23rd. And Friday nights are very fun, relaxing, and we tend to talk about some things that maybe go into the paranormal area or whatever people bring up on the fast chat, or we take calls for whatever callers would like to talk about. So if you are new to the program, let me just give you a few tips. One thing you can do is just click onto the Creation Lightship page from the BBS calendar, the schedule page. And as you scroll down, you're going to see a beautiful picture of a light being that's from the Creation Lightship. And this is actually something that was drawn in real time by someone who was on the lightship for healing, who is also a seer and an artist. And so this particular light being allowed her amazing portrait to be painted, and the artist allowed us to put that on the website. So Ron will actually bring the light beings in through the picture there. They use that to come in to you and to connect to you in your heart center for healing. And so that's a wonderful thing to have in front of you. Also, if you'd like to chat with us, you can click on the fast chat link, and that will bring up a window for you to type in your questions, your comments, and your requests for Ron. And then if you'd like to call, I will give the Friday night phone number. This is only the phone number for Friday night. So it is 415-762-1161. That's not a toll-free number. It's a long-distance number if you live outside of the Bay Area of California. So it's 415-762-1161. And I see we do have some questions on the fast chat, and hopefully Ron has his water now. So
I'm doing good.
Okay, great. So let's see. The first question is from Clarity, and they say, I have a question about this psychic billboard. What should we do to avoid attracting harm in our lives when we want to manifest, since we have to be careful of what we wish for? Great question.
Yeah, boy, that's a very good one. I guess the first thing to be concerned with for yourself is to tell your body that, you know, you agree to work with it hand in hand with your spirit to do healings on it. And this way, you will not be bringing yourself into a negative experience. The next thing is, boy, you might just want to test the waters there and just kind of see what happens. Remember, you're still using the energy of darkness to bring this forth. Remember, you're actually using their scheme of things. So instead of you, say a planet controlling your life, you're actually taking control of it, and you're taking it out of the hands of the aliens, and you're putting on there what you want to have happen. So naturally, you don't want to put something on your billboard that's going to bring in a negative effect for you. And I can definitely understand that. It's like, be careful what you ask for. So if you drop into people, heart-based people, from the billboard, then it's not going to give you any trauma. But there's so few of those people out here. So I have a hard time answering that question. But you do want to get rid of the alien influences on that. That's why we have that section on there. And also other people's energies that could be getting in your way as they maybe put their own billboard up for you, or they're writing on your billboard. So this is what you want to do. Just be very clear and direct, and find out what's on there that's preventing you from having something in your life, because that's normally what happens, is that you have something that you don't like that's always occurring for you. Let's just say that you're absent-minded all the time. And so you don't want that to happen because it's causing you harm or you forget things. So put that on there to get it eliminated. And then from there you may see that the planets could be controlling you or aliens or whatever. And you may start to sense, feel that you're getting more control of your life. And then you want to re-imprint onto that you do have now perfect control of your life. And that way you're able to bring forth what you want to manifest. So you might want to do it in steps. Find out what the problem is and get rid of the problem. And then from there, after you feel that it's going good for you, then do a more of a direct positive affirmation. So let's just say that you need to have more money in your life. So the first thing is you want to find out why it's not coming into your life. So you want to release that energy from your billboard, wherever it's coming from, which could be you, or it could be the planets, or it could be the aliens. So we have three sections there. So you want to get rid of that, first of all. And maybe instead of the second box putting that you want to have more money, maybe you just want to put down that you want to live in peace for a couple of weeks. And after you have that, then you can experience to see if they're sneaking in again with some other program. And then if they're not, then put in that you want to have additional income. And just see how that happens, or more income. Some people are kind of stuck because they have a job and there's no way, unless they get a promotion, that they're going to get more money. But maybe something might happen to bring you additional money somehow, somewhere. So that's kind of what I'm saying. Like if you're out there and you have a job, maybe you're a car salesman, okay? And I don't know how well cars are doing now, you know, hopefully better than they were a while back, but maybe you're a car salesperson. And you want to sell more cars, well, then, you know, that's one way that you can make more money. But if you're working a standard 9-to-5 job doing something with a fixed income, so much an hour, or on salary, then it's not really going to bring you money that way, because it probably won't come unless you get a promotion. So you have to kind of look and see what your situations are and, you know, go back into that energy. And, you know, first test it out, see how you feel. And there may be more than one issue. Maybe you're getting rid of one issue and another one could pop up. So, you know, you might want to test the waters first a little bit. So hopefully that kind of made some clarity for you. And then from there, you know, do put in a positive affirmation, one that you want to have to bring more of something into your life. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, are you ready for another fast chat question?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Go ahead.
So, all right, so this is from Joey, and his question is, are the chaos, rivalry, upheavals amongst us humans, country versus country, entities versus entities, alien versus alien, alien versus entities, competing each against each other and channeling it through us?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. That's what happened in World War II and probably other wars here. The alien race is out there. Just being, you know, very brief here, the German alien race and the Japanese alien races, they got together somewhere out there and had a pact to control the planet here, and they got together to battle the other alien races, and that was happening down here. So that's probably why we had that war. Because they wanted to have the control. Now, down here, we don't see that. But up there, that's what they were doing, is domination and control. So you can just kind of picture what would happen if, you know, we were under that German or Japanese mindset, what would be happening. You know, maybe we're going to be all doing the goose step or something, you know. But anyway, and having the people they didn't like, terminated, we'll say, which would be the other races. Remember, everybody has, their original origin is an alien race. This is why we all look a little different and have different body types, only because we're from different alien races down here. So, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. So, yeah, they're definitely competing for us, and it could be on many levels, and so are the entities. So you are correct with that energy. So you got an A+. I graded your paper from A+, Joey. Very good. Thank you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, before we take on more questions, Ron, would you get everyone heart-centered? And be really great if we could activate the light being as well, so people can feel that beautiful connection through their heart centers.
Okay. So here we go. So doing all the programs, we count from 10 backwards to 1 because we're dropping your mental energy down, your awakening thoughts to your heart center. So think of an elevator dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So when you're in your heart, you can't think of a negative thought or a positive thought because you're out of judgment. And this is where we should be. Now, the whole planet should be here. So next question, I guess, Sylvia. And we do have our Q&A tonight in about, a little bit after 8 o'clock, because our show will end around 8. So I'll need about 5 or 10 minutes. So we'll just say 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Eastern, plus a little bit there. The phone number on the Q&A will be what we have before in the past. Same number, it's 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009. So here we go again. I'll just repeat it. 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009. Okay. So, Sylvia, back to you.
Ron, could you activate the light being before we go on? That'd be great.
That's
and
great.
The people
okay.
that
so
haven't experienced that, maybe you could tell them about it a little bit, too.
Yeah, so bring up the light beam. We're bringing the males tonight for everybody. So here comes the male energy. So I'll just scroll down on the scroll bar a little bit over an inch. And if you have a regular size monitor, that is. If you have a big one, it'll be more than an inch. But just scroll down to get the monitor. Beneath the blinking flower. And going to bring in the male energy. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so should feel the energy in your room changing slightly. The light beam will normally look different to you, become more three-dimensional. And you may start to see colors changing and the eyes get brighter. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, just typing also on the fast chat. We have someone asking what the listening phone number is if a person cannot go on the internet. And that's always listed at the top of the Station 1 and Station 2 pages. And on Friday night, since we're on Station 2, the number is 712-432-0075. And the PIN is 318116#. And I'll type that on the fast chat, and I believe I just heard a caller come on. So do we have someone with us?
Yes, hi, this is Earth Star in Ashland.
Hi, Earth Star.
Hi, it's the first time I've called in. I've just been on the After Hours Friday calls.
Well, and great. Thank you for calling, and over to you to ask a question for Ron.
Great. Well, I wanted to call in tonight because of the paranormal night, and I had this experience with actually seeing an alien, and it was rather disconcerting, and it took me a while to actually process what happened. I wanted to tell about it. I was had done a big festival, and I'd come home. I was totally exhausted. This was like July 13th, and I fell asleep in the afternoon on my couch, and what seemed like it was instantaneous, but yet it was like in slow motion, I was suddenly jerked violently awake as I felt these stabbing needles in my feet. But when I woke up, I wasn't on my couch. I was somewhere else, like in another dimension or something, and I saw this like alien. I thought it was alien at my feet, and they were intent on the task, and that's what the stabbing in my feet feeling was from. And it reminded me of someone who was milking a cow, or like when you go into a maple tree and you're getting maple syrup out. It was like intently doing something to my feet, and then it looked up directly into my eyes and had a startled expression that it was really surprised that I could see it. And it blew my mind. It just, like, looked right at me, like, you can see me? And then I had this another huge, violent, like, shaking thing, like, when you wake up. And then I was on my couch.
Oh, boy.
So. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sure everybody listening to you are very glad it didn't happen to them. Okay.
Well, you know, I think it is happening to them. They just didn't see it.
Yeah, they may not know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what do I do to address this here? I'm trying to think what people's questions would be if they were to ask you a question here.
Well, my legs haven't felt quite the same since. And
okay, that's
I did a whole bunch of darkness to light and different things on there on your website, but it definitely seems like something's
okay.
Left over from it.
Well, let's assume that they put something into your legs energetically, since you're working with your feet, probably your toes, trying to maybe milk your toes or something, or working with your feet. So
right.
What I will add here, just the way you tell if you're under attack, if you don't know that, is that your body will normally jerk at night when you're sleeping or before you go to sleep. So here we go. Let's work with the energies that they may have put into you. Connecting now. So I'll bring in the male light beams here. It's probably what I brought them in to begin with here. And here they come. And let's take this stuff out of you here. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, does that help you at all?
Just a little bit, yeah. I still feel a little... It was like behind my left knee and the calves. I still feel
okay,
something.
Let's work on,
I mean, I felt it a few times
right
in that sense
okay.
of stabbing, and I commanded my spirit to demand them to leave.
That's very good. So let's work on your knees. I worked with your feet. Let's work with your knees now. There we go. Get this energy out of there. Oh, boy. Okay, and ankles and calves. Wow. Okay. I'm going to take you up to quarantine here. And
I think it was something robotic they put in because it was like, I've since then, sometimes when I walk, it feels robotic.
Yeah. So I got you in quarantine now. We'll see what happens in 5 minutes here. So here we go. Take out some energies. Wow, pretty heavy. And then Kimberly mentioned here the space clearing can help eliminate, get rid of the portals. And that can help too. Here we go. Okay. And let's take out some of the robotics if they did that to you. Yeah, there's some robotic energy there. Okay, how's that feel?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay.
Better.
You're still in quarantine for a few minutes here, so they'll probably still be working with you, maybe even a little bit longer than that. So let me know. Are you going to be on the Q&A after this year?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, why don't you come on the Q&A? And let me know how you're doing.
Great. And, you know, another thing it did was I've been listening to you for a while, and, you know, I've been on, like, different things, and I realized the only part of me there was, I mean, I knew that there was the alien things. I felt, I mean, it sort of in my mind, I went, well, this, it's got to be true. But now it's like, I know it's true. I mean, I saw, I mean, it was like an oval-shaped head, round eyes, kind of bald. And the way it looked up and looked in my eyes and was, I mean, had an expression of, like, surprise. Like, it was so startled that I saw it. It was so real, and I was in this other place. I wasn't, you know, I came halfway back, and I was there, and then I came jerked again, and then I was here. And it happened really fast, but it was, like, in slow motion. It was the strangest thing. I mean, I just, it was so real. It was not a dream. And I just, from then on, I've known totally everything you're saying. I mean, I already kind of knew, but now I really know.
Okay, do you think that was an abduction, or do you think you were put into a parallel universe where everything looked identical to where you are now, or were then?
You know, it's hard to tell. It was like, I felt like I was in between being asleep and awake.
Okay.
I came back halfway, or it was like an in-between state of, like, the... I don't know if I was abducted, but I wasn't here, so maybe I was taken somewhere else, and I woke up while they were doing it. And
yeah,
then
that's what
I
it feels
here.
Like to me.
Yeah.
You probably, it almost feels to me that you had a light beam in your body. And when they did that, since you've done some clearings with us, they actually were in there looking at them, and it probably startled them, and they probably stopped what they were doing for a while. And but they, you know, still did some work on you. That's
yeah,
what it feels like to me.
It was actually the stabbing in my feet that brought me to see it. You know, I just suddenly saw them then.
Yeah.
And then my husband's getting a lot of stabbing in his feet, and I had some the other day, and I right away commanded my spirit to command them to leave.
Okay, you might get on and do the alien attack. $30 a month thing, okay?
I know, I'm getting another laptop. I'm getting a real, an actual computer that might actually function next week, and so I'm going to start right away. I just have to get this other computer right.
Do that one.
Mine isn't good
you
enough.
Need. And you might want to do the clearing. I think I have one for, like, alien abductions or something, too, that you may want to look at. But, you know, first do that one.
Is the abduction, is that part of the attack or no?
Yeah. They can abduct you and then, you know, work with you in their, you know, like, say, doctor's office, we'll say, okay?
Yeah.
So it could be that, or they could just be in your realm of consciousness here. It could be in a parallel lifetime where they can simulate everything that looks real here for you as you're doing that. It's very interesting. So
yeah,
a lot of
different
ways
they could do that. Yeah, I thought that was somewhere else when I saw them.
Yeah, and so they probably saw light being looking at them and probably got a little bit afraid, and that's probably when a lot of it calmed down. Because that's what it feels like to me. I can almost look out of your eyes looking at it. And that was probably there. So that's probably what happened.
I had a question about the alien abduction. So when you're actually, the alien attack page, when you're actually doing the program, and I know it's so much in the now, so is it only working while it's running? Or is it helping when you don't have the computer on and it's running? Or is it only
You have to have the conduit for the light being to do work for you. That's why the computer has to be on.
Right.
It may work slightly when, you know, if you have some clearings and they start to mess with you, they won't take away the clearings. So it's very possible you could have them come to you when they notice that something's going on with you that should not be, you know, happening. But the clearings themselves are designed to use the light beam for the conduit to bring the energy into you. It goes from the light ship to me to the light beam into you.
Right. As I thought, it's just hard to have it on all the time.
Mostly
when you're asleep or something.
What a lot of people do.
I know.
And it is a little bit of a challenge especially at night, have it on, you know.
Definitely.
So, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I wish it was a much lighter thing to talk about.
Yeah, well, I think it was good for Friday, though.
Okay.
It was pretty paranormal.
Yeah, it's definitely paranormal. So, I'll bring up a movie, Inception, that I just saw a couple of days ago. You may have seen it possibly out there. Maybe you haven't yet. So the movie deals with going down three levels into consciousness. And so what that does is kind of like having like three different parallel lives running at one time. And this is the way the movie kind of portrayed it. Most people, at least when I was hearing people talking after the movie, they didn't really get a clue of what really was going on. The movie, you know, goes really quickly, and you have all these scenes that you're watching, and you kind of get lost in a few of the scenes. One that would grab some people would be when they have a stabbing, but that you can relate to. But everything else is kind of like way out there, and you don't really understand it unless you know about parallel lives and how you can have a split personality and how they can take you into one mind set and go into another. So the movie basically had a lady who was the architect, I think is what they used the term on, and so she created the scenes from thought that these people were to play into. And so they were, like, dropped off into her movie that she created for them. And they all had, each one was running same type of energy, but in different mind, maybe locations. So they were merging together. The people are merging into the same dream, which she created. And then from there, they had to do certain things within each one of those so that the outcome would be okay. So that's kind of what it's about. So if you do watch it, you know, keep in mind about parallel lives. Keep in mind about having your personality split off and or going into another reality which is controlled by something. And this movie was that they're controlling this reality. And if you have that in mind, you're going to have probably a much better way of understanding the movie. And then I did mention in there briefly something about maybe a third of the way through it, I think, something about a government experiment or something that was called, I think it was, something to do with something sharing, I think. I don't know what it was exactly this second here. But anyway, it's an interesting movie to watch. But you do have to look at it differently than a regular person because there's so much more going on to it. I think it's called Dream Sharing is what they called it. May not be the official name, but they were doing this where they had people supposedly, like in this movie, sharing the same dream and having an outcome of it. And you can get mixed up not knowing what's real and what isn't. This is why we have on the website the Be Here Now clearing, okay? Just because of like this movie. You know, where are you? Okay, remember you're living a life, but are you living this life? The one you're supposed to be living. And also in the movie they had a lot of trauma and stuff. And that's what it was about initially with the two of the people there. So, you know, by having an emotional clearing, they could have got rid of that trauma. But they, you know, didn't realize that the actual scenes sometimes are not real because you don't know if they're real or real. And they thought some were real and some wasn't. But anyway, when you look at it, check it out. And look at it with different eyes, you know. Look at it as, the process of having your mind split and going into other realities that you're living consciously and that they can overlap. And you can be a different person or a different type of person in each one of these here. So I hope that kind of shares some light on it. You might want to check a trailer out first before you actually see the movie, but I thought it was very good, but I don't think most people watching it are going to really understand it. I think the movie is a little ahead of its time. In 5 years or so, maybe 10 years, definitely people would understand what they're talking about. But I think most people are going to be kind of like, well, what was that movie about that I watched? I don't understand it. How can they do this? You know, because they don't really give you a nice explanation. They just show people taking drugs and going into these altered states of reality altogether, but it's much deeper than that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a lot of questions on the fast chat and comments. So one of them kind of in the same vein as what Earthstar was talking about is Ariel. And apparently they woke up after sleeping, you know, with no injury that they knew of. Then they just woke up and their foot was really hurting. And also they have a small red mark on their foot that wasn't there before. And the foot hurt, you know, for like a whole day or 2 days. So the question is that having gone into a parallel life and gotten injured and bringing that injury back, or is that an abduction scenario where something was done to their foot?
Boy. Let's look at the foot here. So if anybody, just say recently in the last week, this is what we're talking about now, has had an experience that they cannot explain or woke up with something going on with them or with you, you know, like a mark or a bruise. Let's look at these energies here. So let's bring in the light being here. And here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now let's, I need you just to think of your condition, your situation, of what you might have experienced here. We're going to take away some of the energy on that. We'll take away all of it if we can here. Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So that should make you feel better. We do have the alien barcode removal up if you wanted to do that. That would help you out, too, for the abductions.
So you're mentioning the alien barcode removal for people to prevent themselves from being taken or being abducted, basically, right? Do we have Ron on the line still? Okay, so we just were off for just a second there, and we're back on now. So we were talking about experiences that happen to people sometimes in the line of abductions and that kind of thing, and Ron was recommending having the alien abduction barcode removed from yourself so that they're not doing that to you. So anything else you want to mention about that clearing, Ron, or how people can do that?
Yeah, it's online. It's the abduction barcode. So what that's for is to get rid of this barcode that they connect you with. Remember, you have to have some way to have them find you. So the barcode is on your body. And we also have a spirit barcode, which could be used for that too. But mainly they're hurting your body, not your spirit, although the spirit does suffer the consequences too. So the abduction barcode is what I'd recommend doing to get these things calmed down a little bit. So if you haven't had that yet and you do feel these strange things happening to you, that's why it's up there, to help you out so that you're not abducted maybe as easily. Remember, once you have that clearing, the light beings know that you had it, and they will tend, I can't guarantee it 100%, but in the future when they come around to look for you again, they'll probably be seeing a light being in place of you. And then also, you know, what's going to be happening too for this abduction process is the 2012 abduction barcode. We're not there yet. But remember, if you listen to websites and things or heard about people talking about 2012 and how wonderful it's going to be, you know, the golden age, et cetera, well, they're setting you up to probably go off into a parallel lifetime for an abduction experience forever. So this is why this part is on the website now, so that you're not going to be taken away to Never Never Land. And that's the whole process. So there's a lot going on here. And as you become more conscious, you're going to realize that aliens probably are not going to be your friend. I'm sure there are some good aliens out there, but basically, you know, if you have a contact with one, it may not be a good one. And so, and, you know, but if they come to you and you see them face to face and they want to do something to you physically and you say yes, then they have permission. If you say no, they should leave. But they don't come to give you that opportunity, to give you the free will, free choice. Because remember, you've probably been in experimentation with your genetics throughout your family lineage for thousands of years. And so you're just being checked upon. Remember, you're in a time-based reality, okay? So are the aliens. And so even though it may look like a long time to you, maybe their time-based reality may only be one lifetime, okay? And so they may have been playing with your whole family genetics for 50,000 years, and they're maybe only aged 10 years because they have a different reality of time also, probably. So they're just watching the experiments happen. So you got to kind of realize that. So even if you think that, you know, 50,000 years ago is a long, long time, you're still living that. And that's why they're working with your genetics, because your genetics carries all that imperfections in it. And they're playing with that to probably, in a sense, make a better race as hybrids for them. So you're their experiment, and they should not be here. So anyway, that's about all I can really say about that. But
Ron, I just wanted to say that Ariel says that the foot feels better, and thank you. And that was really kind of a hot topic because, you know, a bunch of people have now written on the fast chat about experiences, similar experiences they had, someone waking up with their neck having a hole in it, kind of been bruised. Another person had a scratch or a scab last week that they couldn't explain. Another person went to sleep and woke up with a twisted lower back and spine and couldn't walk and had a lot of pain. So it seems like this is kind of a common occurrence about people having things happen in the night.
Yeah, and what's being released now, I'll just talk about that now just for you people who are curious here in the paranormal. The light ship is working with the God energy slash energies that people connect with to pray into, do mantras or chanting, whatever they're doing. That's on the other end of that, which I don't know anything about, is an alien, you know, taking their energy, kind of much like, you know, having a drink with a straw, and they're sucking the stuff out of the out of your container. And that container is you. And so by giving them the straw, you're giving them permission to do what they want to do to you. And all you're doing is losing yourself. This is what's happening. So you're being sucked down the tube, okay? So what they're doing is they're working probably right now about between, I think, about 5 to 10,000 B.C. And they're working with an alien race that kind of looks like, I would say, like an apple fritter, okay? So, or fritter, you've all seen them at the donut stores, you know, they're normally probably about 6 inches in diameter, and they look kind of nice with the, you know, with the, you know, the sugar coating on it. But that's how these things kind of look, kind of like maybe even a, magnifying a wart, or maybe a, I guess a, what do you call it, is it a cauliflower that I'm thinking of? But anyway, that's what these things look like, and, they have many legs on them, and up to the last couple of days, they got about half of these things gone. They've been battling these for like probably two to three weeks. So for myself, it's been pretty rough, and this is probably maybe why you might be feeling more of these energies coming forward. I can't guarantee that, but they're being released from you, so they want to hang on stronger. Remember, they're taking them off this planet. And they're taking them out of the energy of the earth spirit. So it's infested too, killing the earth spirit. So as this particular race, whatever race it is, I don't know, but that's how they look. Once they're gone out of here, then, you know, you're going to have a little more free choice, free will, then they'll go to the next one. So they're going back to get this stuff out. Otherwise, the earth spirit is doomed. And they'll go back as far as it can go before ascension time happens. And when that's going to be, I don't know, but I've had phone calls from people stating that they think time is really speeding up now, and they feel like ascension is kind of, you know, around the corner. But for myself, I don't have any information on that. But the whole thing is to get more of you, you know, with your spirit, and the light ship is helping you to do that, to get the stuff off of you. So if you do feel a little freer each day, that's because of this. And I don't know of any galactic energies at this time fighting. It's just strictly the light ship battling for this stuff because the technology is very advanced with these aliens. And remember, some aliens don't have the same technology that these have, so they'd just be terminated. So the light ship doesn't want to do double duty to collect all these galactic forces, we'll call them, to have to heal them over again and to, you know, to actually make them well. So the light ship is doing all the work. They're not allowing any of the other races that I know of at this moment to come in. The other races might be holding space that are out there, but basically the light ship is battling these things tooth and nail, so along with the earth spirit. So this is what's happening. So back to you, Sylvia. Looks like we got about 10 minutes left here.
Well, I want to go back to the beginning of the hour when you were talking about the psychic billboard clearing, because that brought up more questions I think it was Peter and also Victoria Ann that wanted you to talk about the how to use the psychic billboard clearing on the different boxes, the past, the present, and the future sections.
Okay, so on the billboard, what it is that we're typically, maybe not too often, but I designed a lot of these clearings to be in the present moment because that's where you are when you do the clearing. So on the billboard one, though, you know, you may have a billboard flashing from the past. So just by clearing this current billboard, it's not clearing your past billboard, okay? So you want to clear the past one, and then you also want to do the future one. Now, your future billboard might be for situations for you at the 2012 ascension date of the darkness. So maybe the year 2013, if you're on a dark side planet, you need to have that same law of cause and effect work for you. So you may be having setups that right now working toward 2013, okay? And so what this does, it gets rid of your future contracts that's on your billboard. Because remember, when you talk about past lives and karma and things, normally what happens is people assume that they did something awful in, you know, their past lives, and so you're back here in this lifetime to balance it out. Remember the law of cause and effect. So you're trying to make amends, trying to be a good person or something to somebody else. And, you know, if you have a reading done, they say, yeah, this is your karma because of what you did in the past. Well, this is what they're probably doing, too, in your billboard. And it could be even in your past billboard. Maybe you're doing, quote-unquote, spiritual lessons. Remember, the dark side gives you spiritual lessons. And you've been doing those from the past to prepare you for somebody to come into your life in the future, maybe in 2013, because they're going to say, oh, I'm sorry that, you know, I broke your arm in this lifetime. I'm here now to help you out. And, you know, it just keeps you going on that karmic cycle. And this is why you have a future and a past billboard. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. I was just looking on the website and just wanted to clarify for people to finding the different barcode removals that you were mentioning earlier. So I see in the alien barcode removal section, there's the Ascension 2012 barcode removal, then the Spirit barcode removal, Death barcodes removal, Mind matrix barcodes removal, Natal barcode removal, and the Blood barcode removal. So is one of those the one that you were talking about, the abduction barcode?
Yes, there is an abduction barcode on there just for the body, yes. Uh-huh.
I'm just not finding where it is to tell people.
Let me see here, because there should be a...
So it's not the spirit one. Is
yeah.
it the spirit one?
Nope.
Nope.
I don't have the website up, but I know we have an abduction barcode on there. Or it's just an abduction clearing.
Yeah, there's the alien abduction removal under the alien attack section.
Nope, that would not be it. So I'll have to
okay.
look and see.
Okay,
if it's not up there, there will be one.
Okay, great. Wonderful. So that's fantastic. And so let's see here. I think we have just a couple minutes left if somebody would like to call in. And the number is 415-762-1161. And we also had a question, I think this was from Peter, up at the beginning of the hour, something about experiencing the different planetary courtings depending on where he was sitting in the house. Like if in one room, he could actually sense them in one room, and then other things in another. So I guess he wanted you to talk about that. And
it gets worse. So, yeah, remember, they normally find you where you normally sit the most, okay? So If you're a homebody person, or just say, we'll just say that you're a TV watcher on the weekends, okay? So you have your remote control set up next to you on a little end table, and you have your nice comfortable chair, and your TV's across from you, and that's where you are all the time. Well, I'm sure they're zeroing in on you. You may want to move your chair. And so they do find you somehow, and when they find you, this is where they connect to you. So you may find different experiences according to what planet or alien race decides to get you. And this is why some people have to move around in their house at night, and they have different locations to where they're going to be sleeping. And they may be good for a couple of hours in one location, and they go to another. This is why I've talked about before, the people that really, really have it bad actually just get in their car. They may have bought a van with a bed in it, maybe even a little TV, and they move all around the city. And, that way they cannot be located as easily. So, yes, they do find places where you are. Like I say, if you're sleeping in bed at night and you feel those pinpricks, just by moving over in your bed a couple of feet, they'll probably go away for a little bit, maybe an hour or two, until they realize that, hey, nothing's there. And remember, what's probably connecting to you is robotic energy. Remember, these are aliens out there that are actually cloned in the robotic, and all they have is a program. And they know your exact GPS coordinates of where you are. So you have to realize that once they get nothing, then they'll have to start fishing for you again. So this is what happens. So, yeah, you may find different energies in different rooms during the clearings. This is why we have the house clearing app, space clearing. And it does get a little complicated, you know. I'm sure if you're a first-time listener to this program, you're going to go, yikes, do I really believe all this stuff, you know? And it sounds pretty negative to me, and I'd rather stay in a, you know, go to a show that talks about love and light, you know, airy-fairy stuff like that, which I wish it would be here, but that's how you get hooked up too, you know. In fact, you might want to put the words love and light on your natal clearing. If you've done the natal clearing, put that in there, because that's probably where they connect to you also. So our show's ending. We have our conference call this Sunday, 8-hour call. We have two left, back-to-back Sundays, and it starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern, and then we have our Q&A coming up. Last week it was a little longer than I expected, but we covered a lot of information. I'd like to keep them to probably an hour to hour and a half in length. I think last week it was 2.5 hours or something. But the phone number, if you want to come on it, I'll be on it in about 5 minutes, is 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009. And this is just to talk about the light ship, what's happening, about clearing, sealing. So if you're a newcomer, come on and ask questions. And the other people that are not new may want to ask questions too, but I'd like to get the new ones to come on first to give you that information of what you're really seeking and asking. So we'll be signing off here. Tomorrow night is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So we'll see you later, everybody. And it's 9 o'clock tomorrow's show. We go to the Light Ship for probably about 10 minutes of healing. Blessings. So,
good night, everyone.
Okay. See you later. Bye.